It's a Saturday morning, time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Nice morning. A little humid, but we'll take it. I was thinking, looking at some old pictures of last winter, and yes, it's going to be a good day today.
A little rainy, maybe, but that's okay.
We'll take
it,
yeah.
I was waxing nostalgically about the State Fair. I can remember the first time I went to the State Fair. I didn't even live in Minnesota at the time, and I thought, why on earth would I go to a State Fair? I'm a city boy. And, of course, a friend told me, well, it's kind of a food trip. And you go here, and you get free milk there, and a milkshake here, and then you go to this place because he's best known for his onion rings, or we go to that place because he has the best corn dog, whatever. And, of course, that was a long, long time ago, and I've been going back ever since. And I remember, frankly, the Iowa State Fair was a little ahead of our State Fair in having wine at it. And back in 1971, Iowa State Fair was a little ahead of our State Fair in having wine at it. And back in 1971, I was invited down to the Iowa State Fair to judge the wine. And talk about an embarrassing moment. It was pretty easy to pick one. There's only two or three that were even drinkable. And one was actually kind of good. And so I proclaimed that the winner. And then they presented, brought out this trophy. It was about 4 or 5 feet tall. It was an immense trophy. And then this little lady came up. She had curlers in her hair. And, you know, I said, well, tell us about what kind of grapes you use making this. There are no grapes in there. Oh, God, what an embarrassment for me. And I said, well, tell us how you made it. And she proceeded to tell, and she says, and then I dumped in 2 boxes of Tokay raisins. I said, aha, Tokay is a grape type, and it's used in Hungary particularly, makes a great wine there called Tokay Essentia, and it was actually the Viagra of the 18th and 19th century. There wasn't a monarch in Europe that didn't have a bottle of Tokay Essentia on their nightstand. And it was a very sweet, delicious wine. It was made from Tokay grapes. And I presented her the thing and went on with my life. The next morning, I looked at the front page of the paper. Thank heavens it was down in the corner. It said, Minnesota expert proclaims local wine to be equivalent to that of the Habsburgs. But that's my wine story. But then eventually in the 70s, our State Fair, late 70s, began to exhibit wine. And what a difference from today back then. Back then there were very few wines that were even, you could not even think about them commercially. Today, in the Judging Thursday there were probably 15 or 20 wines that were produced that would make it very well on the marketplace because they were that good a quality. So everything has really gone way, way up. I can remember the worst was something called Oak Leaf wine, and the bottle had a duct tape closure on it. So, but the quality today and the closures are all much better, and it really is tremendous. You know, we have 78 wineries in Minnesota, and a lot of them enter the wine exhibit, a lot don't. I remember one winery said, I have nothing to gain, and all I could do is lose. And that's kind of true. But then I got to thinking, you know, I also early on was at WCCO in the early 70s. I would go around the fair and try all the new stuff. And then in the afternoon show, I would have picked my three or four favorites, and they'd bring them over to the WCCO booth, and we'd pass them out. And it was great, great fun. And I did that probably for about 12 to 15 years at CCO. It was one of my favorite things to do. We did it on the first day of the fair on Thursday. I would get to the fair very, very early and try all the new foods by the afternoon, I think it was on at 2 o'clock or 2:30, something like that. And we'd bring over my top 4 or 5 favorites. And it's amazing to me at the State Fair. It is the best place in Minnesota to go for a variety of foods. I mean, it is totally incredible. You mentioned a cuisine type, and I guarantee you that it's either at the fair or has been at the fair. It's just incredible. And, you know, we all laugh about it. They put everything on a stick. bacon, pork chops, lamb chops, shrimp, etc., etc. And it's always remarkable to try all those new things. And I did the same thing this year, tried some new stuff, and I picked some wines to go with it. And you think, well, wine doesn't seem to be a thing at the fair. Well, now it is. You know, for years it was prohibited. In fact, beers were prohibited. You could only have 3-2 beer because the Supreme Court of the state of Minnesota held 3-2 beer was not intoxicating. I don't know. They must have never been in a 3-2 beer bar because you see lots of intoxicated people in those beer bars from long ago. But anyway, with the advent of all these microbreweries popping up at the State Fair, you can get just absolutely wonderful different kinds of beers because so many of the microbreweries have stands at the fair, and they feature their brewery, and also some of them even have some food stuff. But like Lamb Dog, what would you have with that? Well, I'd personally have a Bordeaux. Just a simple little Bordeaux would be absolutely wonderful to have with those Lamb Dogs that are on a stick. A little bitty, they have Lamb Dogs, and they also have Lamb Chops. They call them lollipops on a stick. They're quite good. And how about sausage and sauerkraut or a brat? Dr. Lucen's Riesling is just absolutely wonderful and would go perfectly with that. A grilled cheese, almost any red wine would be very nice. And what about the pronto pup or corn dog? Well, I, again, there would pick a Riesling. Dr. Tanish makes a wonderful Riesling in the Mosel area of Germany, and it seems to go just perfectly with those corn dogs, that combination of cornmeal and smoked sausage, hard to beat. And the corn dogs themselves, if you don't want Riesling, try a sparkling wine. A cava from Spain would be absolutely terrific, as would a sparkling Prosecco. Something like Cavatina is a wonderful Prosecco. It won't break the bank, and it goes very well with that. And cheese curds, as I said, any red wine goes well with cheese curd. If you're having sushi, why not try a Silver Beach Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand? Just marvelous, that crisp acidity and that berry nose accompanied with a little green pepper is just perfect. So Silver Beach is a natural with sushi. With the Spam booth, what do you have with Spam? Well, I tried Napa Cellar Chardonnay, and I found it went very, very well with Spam. And then there's Indian food there, all those Indian food. Why not a Gultner Veltner from Hungary or even something from California like Fetzer Gewürztraminer is just right to cut through those Indian spicy flavors. Martha's Cookies, which are a big favorite. Try that with a sauterne, like the sauterne from Chateau Milange. I've mentioned that before. It's the Convent of a Thousand Angels, and they make a delightful sweet sauterne that it cries for a Martha's Cookie, believe me. And how about Tom Thumb Donuts? Why not try an Assi Spumante with a Tom Thumb Donut? That would be just perfect. And gyro sandwiches. How about Tempranillo from Spain or Rioja? Or even a Zinfandel would be good because usually they come with a spicy sauce. Barbecue ribs, well, anything barbecue, you've heard me say it before, there's nothing better than Malbec. Malbec is wine from Argentina, red wine from Argentina, that, in my opinion, was just made to go, well, it goes perfectly well with Argentinian beef. And, of course, they use a lot of barbecue sauces, and that Malbec was just made in heaven. So anytime we have barbecue at all, Malbec is my go-to wine, and Agari Bay is my go-to Malbec. And those things, I talked about them a couple of years ago, the Gizmos. That's an outfit. They're over on Machinery Hill. And they put Italian sausage in a bun, and then a marinara sauce, and then cheese, and then wrap it up, and it just melts in your mouth. And you could put peppers on the top, or even jalapenos if you like. And again, with that particular wine, a Chianti like Villa Cafaggio would be just perfect. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. What I did this year is walked around and tried some new stuff out at the fair. And one was Vietnamese from Sausage Sister. It's a Ba Minh bun, and it's a Asian sausage with sriracha sauce, shredded pickled carrots, radishes, and jalapeno with a little cilantro, spicy as can be. And I picked Sirius, a white Bordeaux that went just perfectly with all of that chopped jalapeno and that little drizzle of sriracha. It's just marvelous. Another new one is called Bison Bites. Looks like a ravioli that's fried. It's filled with ground bison, fennel, portobello mushrooms, and basil. And with that, I picked Tobias Cabernet. Tobias, you know, is Rick Foreman's son. And Rick has been making wine in the Napa Valley since the late 60s. And his son is continuing in that tradition and makes a wonderful line of wines. And his Cabernet is particularly good. And I thought with that wonderful bison buffalo, it would be just delicious. And then at Sarah's Tipsy Pies, we tried a blue raspberry pie. My, that was wonderful. And with that, I thought Battisiola Moscato d'Asti would be very, very nice. Then there was this buffalo chicken dough biscuit. It was a fluffy biscuit thing stuffed with shredded chicken and glazed with sweet and spicy buffalo sauce and had little bacon bits in it. And with that, I went with the rosé from Provence Motto. It just seemed to be the thing to do, and boy, it married very, very well. And then I tried a caramelized banana pudding. Well, what are you going to have with that? I said, let's try Riesling. Everybody overlooks Riesling. And it went just perfectly with it, let me tell you. And then I tried this Chori Pop, which is chorizo dipped in a corn dog batter and then deep fried on a stick. In other words, chorizo instead of a hot dog and a corn dog. And it had a little avocado salsa dribbled on the top. And boy, I'll tell you, I tried Greetings Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley. And it, again, marriage made in heaven. It went just perfect with it. Then we tried some Cracklin Prime Nachos, which is new this year. And it had fresh beef in it and some cheese and pico de gallo, green onion slices. Well, I tried El Yamon Tempranillo with that, and again, made it very nicely. Put a little lime juice on the top, made it for even better. And then there's in the global area over at the State Fair, there is something called esquites, which is Mexican street corn on the cob topped with mayonnaise, cheese, and chili powder. Well, you wouldn't think, well, hats off Chardonnay made that just a perfect marriage. That wonderful corn dish with that buttery Chardonnay went just together perfectly. And then fudge brownies dipped in dark chocolate and then strawberries. Oh, was that good. And I tried to test something there. I've often heard that Cabernet goes just perfectly with chocolate. I thought, here's a good attempt to try it with this nice fudge. And I did. And I tried Vina Robles Cabernet with that. And it went just very, very well together. Then, for Greek stuffed ravioli, oh, was that ever good. It had a cream cheese and a tzatziki sauce. You know, that's that sauce that's made with cucumbers, mozzarella cheese, and then it was deep fried and drizzled with roasted garlic butter. It was marvelous. I tried a Greek red called Xantos, and boy, again, couldn't have been better. And then how about a half pineapple filled with charcoal broiled chicken and then glazed with teriyaki sauce? Well, what are you going to have with chicken and pineapple? Why not try a Vouvray from the Loire Valley? I tried Vouvray Voltaire, which is an old favorite of mine, and what do you know? Kerplunk. It did very, very well. But I think you get the idea. You can spend hours at the fair trying all the foods, and if you mentally pair them with some wine, or bring them home even. I was fortunate the other day, my brother brought me home some Gizmo, and we had it again with that Villa Cafaggio Chianti, and it was just a marvelous taste sensation. So if you're out at the fair, be sure and try some of these new foods. They're just incredible. And as I said at the onset of this, I don't think there's a better place in the entire state of Minnesota where you can have the variety of food you get at the state fair and the quality. Most of these places that are at the state fair are only open 10 days a year. Some of them are year-round places and have an extension at the fair. But I'll tell you, it's worth the trip to the fair, in my opinion. Just bring some antacid and your knife and fork, and you're going to have a wonderful time at the fair.
And all the wines you mentioned, Jack, what a marvelous story. You can find at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. And whether you're pairing state food with wine or just pairing your favorite meatloaf, they'll help you pick a wine that'll go perfectly with the dish and, best of all, won't cost very much. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's down in Faribault right off of 35. Our super cellar in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And there's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, another one at Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Another one at Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And Haskell's does have pickup if you require that. And we do deliver. Haskell's are the wine people. And today is a great day to visit the vineyards of the world.
Excellent, Jack. Let's talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.